Log Talk
How you
Radio.
Doing, ladies and gentlemen? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's me back for another show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we got cut off and we're having problems, but we're back. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about right now is the same issue. NSM, April 16th, talked about how they're going to show up to Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona people, and they're going to turn around and murder people. They're going to turn around and gun people down. And they're going to turn around and they're going to turn around and make things happen that way. Now, this is something that needs to be talked about. This is something that needs to be addressed. And ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to call in, 845-277-9156. That's 845-277-9156. April 16th, ladies and gentlemen, the NSM, the same people back in 2008 that turned around came after me because I did some things out here on the radio show with a guy named Dr. John. Now, I don't know if anybody remembers that guy. Now, I don't know if that guy still exists. But there was a guy that called himself Dr. John. I stood up for a guy that was on Dr. John's radio show. Dr. John wasn't racial. I turned around and cut the show. I was done. I said I had enough. They attacked me because I stood up for this guy. This gentleman was another human being. He was black. I stood up for him because it was right. But ladies and gentlemen, what's about to happen on April 16th is not going to be right. It's not going to be something that should be settled that way. Something that should not be happening. All because people can't get a permit to do a rally. And now, because that permit will not be certified to these people, now they're turning around talking about harming people, doing this without being able to, illegally doing a rally. But also because they want to harm people. And I don't agree with Antifa's antics neither. They're going to fight these NSMs. But NSM's going to shoot people. That's a bigger threat than Antifa. That's my problem. If you don't believe me, what's going to happen? Go listen to some of the podcasts right here on Blog Talk Radio and National Socialist Movement. And go look on their website, April 16th to the 17th. They're going to be down in Arizona. And that's a fact. And the news knows about it. So if they don't got a permit, guess what? They're not supposed to be there. So if something happens, they weren't there. So ladies and gentlemen, what does that mean? We need to be more cautious of what happens in our cities, in our states. We need to make things happen. We've been being told this. You've been being aware of this. Why is something being that standpoint? Now everybody can say I'm foolish. But hey, what do I know? What can I say about this? crazy. It's sickening. Should something be done about this? Yes. Does something need to happen? The USBWA, which me being the CEO founder, I'm not going to let that kind of stuff stand. And a lot of people are like, why ain't you covering up your voice? I can cover up my voice.
If that's what you guys want, I can do that.
But I'm not scared. I don't need to cover up my voice. Why? Because I'm not chicken shit. Because I'm a man of what I need to do out here. I'm a man of integrity, reality, your life. Multiple people need to understand the kind of things I talk about are real life situations that are happening. We check, we formulate, we find out. We do a lot of things by going to find missing kids, fighting against racism. Key. We also go out here and find pedophiles, real life. We also go after bad cops. We also go after scammers. So, ladies and gentlemen, the thing I'm trying to introduce to you is facts. If you live down in Arizona, or if you know somebody who lives down in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, to be exact, be on the lookout for the NSM and Antifa in your city of Phoenix, Arizona on April 16th. That's in a couple days. Two more days away. Three more days away. Yeah? So, ladies and gentlemen, you guys can go back and you guys can listen to the broadcast. You guys can figure out what you guys want to believe. Do your research and figure out what kind of things these people are doing. This is the same group that Jeff Scope ran that I overclosed. I'm the one that exposed Mr. Jeff Scope back in 2008, which a couple of these people claimed that they weren't around in the U.S., in April. They were claiming that they were in a different country, which they were not. Because I remember when these people attacked me, they were in the USA. But it's okay. They can tell lies. They can say they're not racist. They can say that the rebel flag is theirs. They can say all that. Them lies are going to be spoken on. The truth will come out. These people are not good people for the white race. They're not good people for anybody. The KKK, the Aryan Nations, the NSM, the Nazis, all them people, they're not for the people. They're not by the people. And I'm saying this. If nobody likes me, join the club. There's a lot of people that don't like me. I'm going to continue the fight for my people out here. No matter what kind of people you are, white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, there's not a race behind it. I'm for the people and I'm by the people. And many people might come out with opinion. That's not fact. So understand, people, the USBOBA is coming back. We're formulating everything that we need to. We're going to do something about it. We're going to stop a situation from something it don't need to be. Dennis M. is not good people. Dennis M. is out here to cause bodily harm. And that's something that needs to be directed. We need to the facts. We don't need all these bad ideas. We don't need similarities. We need truth. We need facts. We need facts. We need proven things. Gonna be something that is gonna gain ground. We need something that's gonna be legit, mindful. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, mindful, you heard me. Positivity, people. When you guys are able to figure out what I'm talking about, or you guys want to hear facts, make sure you guys stay tuned. When we go live, you guys figure that out. Because we'll be back live. We'll be back live every time that we get a chance. We'll do things for the people and be by the people. Ladies and gentlemen, the USB of BOA is out here. We're back, and we're coming back in full force. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget April 16th through the 17th down in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, I appreciate you. Appreciate everything about you guys. For the people, by the people. So, if you guys want to hear more from us, hit us out on Instagram at MurderAce187. Or you can hit my Facebook at Andrew Cornwell. I have no problem getting out my social media. I have no problem of telling you who I am. I also am going by the Duck Gangster, Gangster Duck 187. You guys can go out there and look it up. But yes, we want more people to be involved. And that's a fact. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm going to go get some more details and get some more factors. I'm out.